This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 16, 2021. I'm Rick Moore. The Associated Press is reporting that elderly Massachusetts residents who can't leave their homes are struggling to get vaccinated, and disability advocates say the state isn't doing enough to address the problem. Colin Killick, executive director of Disability Policy Consortium, told the Boston Globe, "What we've heard from the state is short on details, and it's alarming at this point." Dr. Asif Merchant, a geriatrician who serves on Governor Charlie Baker's Vaccine Advisory Group, said he first raised concerns about vaccinating homebound residents to state health officials in November. A Baker administration spokeswoman said getting vaccines to residents across Massachusetts is not a one-size-fits-all endeavor, so the state is working with communities, health insurance companies, and other groups to set up transportation to sites for those who can get out, as well as home delivery systems for those who can't. Taylor Ann Bradford's reporting in today's Gloucester Times, as the state prioritizes state-run COVID-19 vaccination clinics, hospitals and health systems will not be able to administer as many vaccines as they may have hoped. When Beth Israel Leahy Health, which runs Addison Gilbert Hospital in Gloucester, and Beverly Hospital in Beverly was notified of the change on Thursday, it became clear that the hospitals would not be able to schedule any new first-dose vaccination appointments for their patients at this time. Jennifer Kurtz, Vice President of Communications at Beth Israel Leahy Health, is quoted as saying, "Any already scheduled first or second-dose vaccines will be administered as planned." A Beth Israel Leahy Health vaccination site at the Elks Lodge in Gloucester will still open as planned today, February 16, with 1,300 appointments scheduled over the next 2 weeks. The hospital is not able to schedule new appointments as the state has changed its approach to the vaccination distribution plan. Since the beginning of the patient vaccination program, Beth Israel Leahy Health has utilized between 95% and 99% of the vaccines allocated to them. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times. The Beverly Council on Aging is reporting that COVID-19 vaccination clinics for residents of Beverly, Danvers, Marblehead, Salem, and Swampscott, who are 75 years of age and older, are being offered on a rotating basis at the Councils on Aging in the five communities. Clinics begin today, will continue Thursday, and the hour of operation will be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. both days. The first two clinics will be held at the Councils on Aging in Beverly and Danvers, respectively. The Council on Aging in Beverly will be open today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the Council on Aging will be open for vaccinations on Thursday in Danvers from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you have any questions or need additional information, you can contact the City of Beverly Health Department at 978-921-8591. The Beverly Council on Aging is located at 90 Colon Street in Beverly, and the Danvers Council on Aging is located at 25 Stone Street in Danvers. Julie Manganis is reporting in today's Salem News. A 26-year-old Lynn man was shot during a confrontation in downtown Salem late Sunday night, according to police. The shooting occurred just after 10 p.m. in the area of 283 Derby Street, where there is a path that runs from Derby Street to several businesses. It's near South Harbor Garage, Pickering Wharf, and the intersection of Derby and Congress Streets and Hawthorne Boulevard, normally a busy tourist area. Police do not believe the shooting was random, however, and they say there is no danger to the public. Police received multiple calls about a fight and the sound of gunshots at 10:02 p.m. Captain Fred Ryan, the department's spokesman, said arriving officers found a chaotic scene, a large group outside the business, Brothers Taverna, yelling and screaming. Some people were attempting to push themselves back into the restaurant. The victim was found on the pathway next to the business with a gunshot wound to his midsection and was taken to Beverly Hospital. Police are asking anyone with information to contact them at 978-745-9700 or the anonymous tip line at 978-619-5627. More on this story in today's Salem News. Julie Manganis is also reporting in today's Salem News. Publicly, his departure from the Ipswich Fire Department was acknowledged with a single line in the minutes of the November 16, 2020 Select Board meeting. The entry read, "Deputy Fire Chief Jeff French has retired after 30 years of service." It was the conclusion of an episode that had months earlier roiled the small department and created a cloud over an otherwise highly successful career. French, who had been appointed to the position of deputy chief in 2018, had first joined the department as a call firefighter in 1986. He had received two firefighter service awards from the state and had taken part in multiple courses, including a recently completed training program for chiefs. He had just been designated as part of the town's coronavirus response leadership team. Then he contracted the virus. When town officials learned that he had been at the station in violation of protocols, they were forced to quarantine a significant portion of the department, putting some firefighters up at a hotel where they spent Easter separated from their families. On March 19, French was demoted to lieutenant, according to state civil service records. He appealed. He also subsequently filed a grievance over his designation as fire prevention officer and the town's failure to offer him overtime shifts, according to settlement documents. More on the story in today's Salem News. And Michael Cronin is writing in today's Gloucester Times. Rockport selectmen are expected to discuss how to fill the vacant seat on the Board of Fire Engineers today at 6 p.m. That is today, Tuesday. The seat was held by James Doyle, the town's former fire chief, who was fired February 3. According to the town charter, the chief must be a member of the board. It is unclear at this time if a Board of Fire Engineers appointee will be named Tuesday and whether that appointee or another board member will serve as fire chief. The engineers are responsible for overseeing the fire department's four companies and personnel, preparing its budgets, approving invoices, payrolls, training, fire reports, record keeping, and equipment purchases and maintenance. Selectmen voted unanimously to terminate Doyle at a hearing held on February 3, and he will not receive severance pay. Assistant Chief Kurt Keating, a member of the Board of Engineers, has been handling all fire chief duties since Doyle was put on leave in November prior to his firing. Also scheduled for Tuesday's selectman meeting is a discussion regarding an open meeting law complaint filed by Doyle's lawyer and son-in-law, Liam O'Connell. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times, and that is a look at the North Shore today.